criminal cried as he dropped him down in a state of wild alarm. With a frightful, frantic, fearful frown, I bared my big right arm. I seized him by his little pigtail, and on his knees fell he. As he squirmed and struggled and gurgled and guggled, I drew my snake asleep. My snake asleep. Oh, never shall I forget the cry or the shriek that shrieked he, as I gnashed my teeth when from its sheath I drew my snake asleep.
We know him well, we cannot tell a true account.
Shivered and shook as he gave the sign for the stroke he didn't deserve. When all of a sudden his eye met mine and it seemed to brace his nerve. For he nodded his head and kissed his hand and he whistled an air did he. As a sabre through cut cleanly through his cervical vertebrae. His vertebrae. When a man's afraid, a beautiful maid is a cheering sight to see. And it's so I'm glad that moment sad was soothed by sight of me.
Oh, terrible tale, you are a tale with truth inside and green. A tilt is dead for fault that's wet among true oddities.
Now, though you'd have said that it was dead, for its owner dead was he. It stood on its neck with a smile well bred and bowed three times to me. It was none of your impudent offhand nods, but as humble as could be. For it clearly knew the deference due to a man of pedigree. And it's oh, I vow, this deathly vow was a touching sight to see. Though trunkless, yet it couldn't forget the deference due to me.
It's only you.